local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 6:06, FM Talk 106.5. Strong storms threatening parts of the country like the Southwest and the East Coast. We're getting rain down here in our neck of the woods. Dr. Bill will talk more about that coming up in just a minute. First, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department are clear, but state troopers are on the scene of an accident. A car in the ditch, I-10 eastbound at the 7-mile marker. Still looks great across the bayway and the causeway. Fairhope, Daphne, Spanish Ford, and I-10 to Malvis and Loxley. No delays. Ring in 2020 in luxury when you celebrate at the Battle House, located directly across from the Moon Pie, offering a New Year's Eve package for two, including a three-course New Year's Eve dinner, deluxe hotel room, chilled champagne, and more. Get details by calling 338-5441. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hello, this is Emily Tidwell, and I'm here to talk to you about my dad's business, Forklift Hunter. If you own a forklift or a fleet of forklifts and you're not doing business with Forklift Hunter, you're probably flushing money down the big dealer toilet. Sorry. Dad said that. Forklift Hunter offers service, parts, and sales. As always, the labor rates and parts prices are a lot less than the dealers, and you'll never see a trip charge, fuel surcharge, or hazmat fee. Give him a call and compare at 479-2270 or visit ForkliftHunter.com. Forklift Hunter will save you money.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for isolated showers with temperatures around 70 degrees. Tonight, isolated showers, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, cloudy with isolated showers and highs in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system, all at your fingertips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-432-8430. That's 800-432-8430. Call now. 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
FM Talk 106.5. This is your kind of station. Your views, your opinions, your money. We're all about what's important to you. Local, informative, with your attitude. And we believe this is a great environment to advertise your business. We have thousands of listeners who should be your customers. If you're interested in advertising to a large group of 35 to 64-year-old Gulf Coast residents who share your ideas, we're the perfect vehicle for you. Hi, this is Bill Roth, Director of Sales for FM Talk 106.5, and I'd welcome the opportunity to speak with you about increasing your business. Please give me a call at 251-344-1065, extension 15, and we'll discuss how FM Talk 106.5 can help your business win big. That number again is 251-344-1065, extension 15. We're talk radio on crystal clear digital FM stereo at 106.5, and we can help your business succeed.
6:09, FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along on this Friday. Like, we could, people do this stuff now. The last Friday of 2019. Okay. So it's Friday. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, Dr. Bill Williams on the way, Kane with traffic on this last Friday of 2019.
What are we going to do?
I don't know. It's funny to hear that, though. They're like, you're going to do something differently. You're going to do something different today.
Yeah.
Because, well, it's the last Friday, so I better do, I don't know what, something out there. All right. So that's on the way. On the way, we'll look into a couple things here. Number one, the last city council meeting of 2019 coming up. Will the city council decide to come up with that $3 million to subsidize Amtrak service into Mobile? They're going to vote on the last day of 2019. Yeah, it's Tuesday. Yeah, the last day of 2019. Talk about that. Also, speaking of 2019, Alabama in the year stakes. We'll talk about that in a little bit. Also, in sports, the last
the last bowl game Saturday and Friday.
Of 2019.
Whoa! Yeah, and yesterday there were a couple games, one with the Hurricanes losing for the ninth time in 10 bowl games, and then the other bowl game, a referee got dropped by a punch. That's all.
Honestly, wait till you hear about this from Dalton. He showed me the video of this morning. I'm talking about one player swinging at another player. The problem is, in the space between, there happened to be a referee's forehead.
Yeah, not for long, because he dropped like a sack of hammers.
I mean, big time. I think I would, too. If D1 player hits you with a fist, you have no helmet on, you probably do drop. All right, 612 FM Talk 106.5. Let's check news from WKRG.
I'm Katarina Lukatich for WKRG News 5. A Monroe County woman is accused of shooting her niece to death on Christmas Eve. Authorities say Tamika Stallworth fired shots into a car, hitting 10-month-old Jemiah Austin in the face. The baby died at the hospital. Stallworth is charged with murder and is being held on a $750,000 bond. Santa Rosa County deputies are looking for people who broke into an ATM at Penn Air Federal Credit Union in Gulf Breeze. Officials say the suspects were also in a stolen car. A $3,000 reward is being offered for information leading to arrests in the case. Find a photo of the suspects on WKRG.com. If you see a lot of first responders at Mary G. Montgomery today, don't worry. School officials and local law enforcement are teaming up for an active shooter training drill. That drill will run from about 8 this morning until noon. For WKRG News 5, I'm Katarina Lukatich. Local coverage you can count on.
It's all about you.
Hi, Greg Halliday here, General Sales Manager at Kobe Subaru. I want to invite you to stop by our dealership located on the I-65 Service Road to learn more about what makes your Subaru purchase extraordinary. Subaru's quality, safety, reliability, and cutting-edge technology places the brand at the top of consumer reports year after year. As the oldest and largest Subaru dealership on the Gulf Coast, our knowledgeable sales staff, award-winning service department, and incredible inventory makes choosing Kobe an easy decision. Whether you're in the market for a new or certified pre-owned Subaru, I promise to make your purchase experience absolutely extraordinary. To learn more about our dealership, visit us online at KobeSubaru.com. And remember, at Kobe Subaru, it's all about you.
Talking to my buddy Sid from Sexton Lawn and Landscape, and it's getting towards the end of the year now, and it's time to get the lawn ready for spring. What are you talking about, man?
Well, yeah, so, you know, the lawn is pretty much like you and I. It wants to go to bed on a full stomach. You know, it wants to eat healthy and prepare itself for the best day tomorrow. And so that starts in the fall, winter. You know, we're putting out winterizer. We're kind of cleaning up any weeds, and we're preparing for the next season right now.
You're saying what we do now this time of year gives us that great lawn in the spring.
It really does. If you've been struggling with your lawn all year and you've got some weeds, you've got some really bad areas, now is a really good time to kind of get set up for a good lawn next season. Also, round one, kind of cleaning up weeds for early next season, starts really soon, January, February. So now's the time.
All right, let's make that appointment. How do we do it?
Well, you find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
The news, weather, and traffic you need. The talk you want. And the sports you love. This is FM Talk. FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 6:15, FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings on this last Friday, 2019. Coming up, Dr. Bill's got our forecast. Also, we'll talk some sports with Dalton in a second. And, a couple stories there from our news partners at WKRG. Number one, the tragic story of that 10-month-old shot and killed on Christmas Eve.
Just awful.
A horrible story. And then breaking news, speaking of shooting this morning, a shooting at Azalea Point Apartments. Mobile police from the scene of a reported shooting at Azalea Point Apartments on Azalea Road. This coming in just about 30 minutes ago. Police were called to reports of the shooting at 4:20 this morning, according to Mobile County Crime Map. The crime lists this as an assault. Assault, but also shooting here. When the news crew arrived from Channel 5, the victim was speaking to officers, pointing out where he had been shot. He was treated on the scene. His injuries did not seem to be serious, but I did this just because it stood out to me when I heard Azalea Point Apartments. All right, so I mean, nothing high tech here, y'all. I just did a simple Google search of shooting Azalea Point Apartments. So I did. So we have the story breaking news within the last hour of that shooting. We then have, this is, I haven't even filtered to, you know, further down into news stories. This is just the raw Google search, not just news, not image, not, you know.
Front page.
April 3rd, 2019, Mobile investigates shooting at Azalea Point Apartments. Let's see, the next one here would be, now let's move some off the screen. September 8th, 2016, arrest made of murder at Azalea Point Apartments. September 25th, 2017, toddler injured in weekend shooting at Azalea Point Apartments. September 25th, that same story. All right, 2013, shooting at Azalea Point Apartments. And now we go to the second page here. Okay, what I'm getting at is there's a theme here, just a basic search. You can look here. It stuck in my mind that I had heard that apartment complex quite a few times in this. Okay, July 12th, 2018 coming up. So, I mean, there's you just a simple Google. And I'm not trying to, I mean, the property manager's there. I don't know the people. I'm not trying to, it's just certain places, man.
Yeah. There's some hot spots around here that you hear shootings from all the time. And I would say, you know, they make up a pretty large percentage of where shootings occur in Mobile. Azalea Point and other apartments. I'm thinking of those apartments on Knollwood right across from Cottage Hill Memorial Park there. And, I mean, it happens all the time, and you could basically guess which apartment complexes it's going to happen at.
Well, you just that one in particular, Googling that this morning, and that was an eye-opener for sure. 617 FM Talk 106.5, as we stay with a theme, unhappy as it is, about violence in our country. Jeff McKay from Westwood One with a roundup of violence in 2019.
As of December 25th, the 359th day of the year, there have been 406 mass shootings in the United States. That's according to data from the nonprofit Gun Violence Archive. 2019 already has the highest number of mass shootings in any year since 2014. Among some of the worst, a drive-by shooting spree in Odessa and Midland, Texas on August 31st, killing 7 and wounding 24, and the worst 24 hours in America on August 3rd, when a shooting at a Walmart in El Paso, Texas killed 22 and left 24 wounded. Followed hours later with a mass shooting in Dayton, Ohio, 9 people died and 27 were hurt. Jeff McKay, Washington.
A fine Cabernet is a drink, but not all drinks are a fine wine. A luxury sedan is a car, but not all cars are luxury sedans. There are books of literature, but not all books are literature. Legacy Oaks at Spring Hill is an apartment home community, but most apartment homes are not Legacy Oaks. See the difference for yourself at Legacy Oaks, located in the heart of Spring Hill. Secluded, yet convenient to so much. A community that will change how you view apartment homes in Mobile. Great design, spacious floor plan, attached garage, large eat-in kitchen, plus roomy bathrooms featuring jacuzzi tubs. All inside a large gated campus in the middle of Mobile, complete with amenities like pool, fitness facility, clubhouse, outdoor entertainment area, and lots of green space. Close to shopping, dining, and just minutes from I-65. 1, 2, and 3 bedrooms are available now. Take an online tour at LegacyOaksApartmentHomes.com or see them in person at the corner of DeRue and College just off Dauphin Street in Mobile.
619 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. Let's start with yesterday's college football bowl games. In the first game of the day and the most boring game of the entire bowl season to date,
all right,
Louisiana Tech shut out Miami 14-0 in the Independence Bowl. And silly me, I watched the entire thing. It's the only shutout in the Independence Bowl's 44-game history, and it's a wonder how both teams weren't shut out with the lack of offense in yesterday's game. Tech quarterback Jamar Smith threw a touchdown pass and had a late scoring run to pull off the win. That gave the Bulldogs double-digit wins for the first time since 1984, while the loss for Miami gave the Hurricanes their second losing season in 12 years, and the U's now lost 9 of 10 bowl games. Because of the Hurricanes' lack of offensive production, reports came out before the game that the team was expected to part ways with first-year offensive coordinator Dan Enos. Enos went to Miami prior to this season after brief stints with Michigan and Alabama. In last night's bowl game, Pitt beat Eastern Michigan 34-30 in the Quick Lane Bowl. Panthers quarterback Kenny Pickett threw a 25-yard touchdown pass to Taysir Mack with 47 seconds left to pull off the win. It was a back-and-forth game with high tension that boiled over in the final minute. Eastern Michigan quarterback Mike Glass was ejected with 10 seconds left after throwing a punch at a Pittsburgh defender and inadvertently punching an official in the eye. The official dropped there on the ground. Before his ejection, Glass was 28 of 50 for 311 yards with two touchdowns and one knockout. Senior also ran for 83 yards and a score. This weekend, bowl season really hits its stride. There are five games today and four more games tomorrow, including both college football playoff semifinal games. Today, you've got at 11 a.m., North Carolina taking on Temple in the Military Bowl. At 2:20, Michigan State will play Wake Forest in the Pinstripe Bowl. At 5:45, the first SEC game of the season, Texas A&M plays number 25, Oklahoma State in the Texas Bowl. At 7 o'clock tonight, number 22, USC will play number 16, Iowa in the Holiday Bowl. And at 9:15 tonight, Air Force versus Washington State in the Cheez-It Bowl. Tomorrow, four games. At 11 a.m., number 17, Memphis plays number 10, Penn State in the Cotton Bowl. Also at 11, number 15, Notre Dame plays Iowa State in the Camping World Bowl. Then at 3, the first college football playoff semifinal game. Number 1, LSU will take on number 4, Oklahoma in the Peach Bowl. And at 7 tomorrow night, number 3, Clemson versus number 2, Ohio State in the Fiesta Bowl. And some more college football news. Washington quarterback Jacob Eason tweeted yesterday that he'll skip his last year of eligibility to enter the 2020 NFL draft. And Mississippi State will start senior quarterback Tommy Stevens in the Music City Bowl on Monday after expected starter Garrett Schrader was injured in a post-practice scuffle with a teammate. Freshman quarterback and a defensive teammate had got into it after an in-practice contact drill. Schrader ended up with a swollen eye and some orbital bone damage. The player in the alleged altercation was not identified, and neither player will be suspended. 6:22 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Yeah, you can't find somebody to fight from the other team?
Fight your own teammate.
Yeah, there you go. Great.
It was the last Mississippi State in-practice fight of 2019.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for isolated showers with temperatures around 70 degrees. Tonight, isolated showers, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, cloudy with isolated showers and highs in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
If you or someone you know is struggling with addiction, please call this toll-free number right now. 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. Calling your addiction team, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Don't fight addiction alone. Their advisors are ready to take your call. Your future is still a bright place. The help you need could be one call away. 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there could be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There is no need to let addiction ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call your addiction team at 800-410-4036. That's 800-410-4036. Make the free call now. 800-410-4036. Your addiction team is a third-party advertiser for various treatment centers and placement networks. Individual results will vary. Visit youraddictionteam.com/terms for more information.
Mardi Gras is just around the corner with the first South Alabama parade on Dolphin Island in January. I'm Rennie Brabner, and you can help me research new information that can be included in Moon Pie Minutes 2020. Just email me your favorite Mardi Gras story, Mardi Gras memory, or Mardi Gras tidbit at rennie@fmtalk1065.com. Subject line, Moon Pie Minutes. That's Rennie, R-E-N-N-I-E, at fmtalk1065.com.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers, don't work again to new accidents. You'll see I-10 eastbound at the 7-mile marker, a car in a ditch. State Troopers are there, been there for a while. No major delays as you're traveling across the Bayway and the Causeway. Fairhope, Daphne, and Spanish Fort looking good. But whether you broke down, maybe you've had an accident, remember Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery. They're available 24 hours a day, even offering underwater recovery. Call 888-BE-TOWED and see them at PittsandSonsTowing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
625 FM Talk 1065 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here on this last Friday of 2019. Okay, I cannot.
You did it again.
Now I can't help it. It started as me joking about what they did on the TV news stations. Now I'm doing it myself.
It's also the last Friday of the week.
Dun, dun, dun.
We could do that every week.
Okay, so we're looking at the new year, but it's not here yet. We have days to get there. Dr. Bill has our forecast that includes, rain here. Mm. Maybe the last big rain event of 2019. We'll talk to him more about that coming up. Plus, weekend weather scale here on a Friday. We'll get into that. 626, let's talk some business, and it was big business on Wall Street yesterday.
Just three trading days left in 2019, coming off a winning day when the NASDAQ topped 9,000 for the first time. Migraine sufferers, there's a new medication just approved by the FDA. It's Allergan's Ubrelvy, an oral drug which the company says can ease migraine pain within 2 hours, even after it started. If you're ready to spend a holiday gift card, be careful. Scammers are finding new ways to read them and get into your account, so be sure to change the PIN immediately if you shop online. A handful of road warriors are getting a Christmas gift from JetBlue. They fell just short of keeping their Mosaic frequent flyer status, so the airline is gifting them the necessary points and extending their status another year. In New York's Times Square, the Waterford Crystal Ball, which descends New Year's Eve, gets new crystal triangles installed today. On this day in 1932, Radio City Music Hall opened, and on the watch list, crude oil inventories for this week, crude oil prices have been rising since September. And it's Amazon Digital Day, with the biggest savings of the year on stuff like e-games and books.
All right, there you go. Yeah, Wall Street was up. Popping and has been popping here at the end of this quarter. Pretty amazing stuff to look at here, as usually this is the time of year that things slow down a little bit, but not in the market now. 627 FM Talk 1065. We'll check in with News 5 and Dr. Bill. It's all straight ahead.
I'm Katarina Lukatich for WKRG News 5. Mobile police are investigating after a man was shot at a grocery store Thursday night. It happened at Fulton Grocery on Dauphin Island Parkway. That's across the street from Maryvale Elementary. We're told the victim is expected to be okay. No word on what led up to the shooting or if police have developed a suspect. A Pensacola woman is accused of attacking another woman with a hammer on Christmas morning. According to an arrest report, 29-year-old Brittany Davis thought the victim stole from her, so she reportedly grabbed a hammer and hit the victim repeatedly in the head. Davis is charged with aggravated battery. The new year is around the corner, and that means it is almost Mardi Gras season. The parade schedule has now been released. The first is on January 25th, when the Crew de la Dauphine will roll on Dauphin Island. In Mobile, the Condi Cavaliers roll first on February 7th. Find the full schedule on WKRG.com. For WKRG News 5, I'm Katarina Lukatich.
Welcome to Mobile Bay Coins.
Dave, are you here Christmas shopping? Don't you usually wait until it's a bit closer to Christmas?
Nope, I'm here for a turkey charm for my wife's bracelet and a few other things.
I'll see if one's available, or if not, I'll order you one in. But you got to tell me the story.
Well, my brother and I did a fall turkey hunt, got a couple gobblers, cleaned our birds, came back to Mobile.
Sounds like a great time. So what happened?
Well, the whole family was around the table ready to dig into a beautiful turkey dinner. After the blessing, everybody started eating when all of a sudden Aunt Nancy screams. She broke a tooth and everybody started picking pellets out of their mouth. And then I yelled at Bob for not getting all the shot out of the bird. And he jumps up from the table. I follow outside. Next thing you know, we're wrestling in the front yard. Everybody's watching. That's when the dog made his move to feast on the Thanksgiving bird.
So who are you buying charms for?
Yeah, my mother-in-law, who broke her dentures, Uncle Pete and Aunt Nancy, who both cracked teeth. Both of our wives are angry that we took that fight to the front yard and then had to take the dog to the vet. So I need 4 turkey charms and 1 silver eagle for Uncle Pete.
Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry, 2204 Government Street, Mobile. Like us on Facebook or visit mobilebaycoins.com.
What do you want to protect? Whether it's a diamond necklace or one made of macaroni, your newborn baby or your fur baby, we all want to protect the things and people we love most. Help keep everything safe with a free home security system from Protect Your Home, your ADT-authorized premier provider. Just dial 1-800-548-5597 to learn more about how you can start protecting your everything with a free security system. An $850 value monitored by ADT. You'll also receive a $100 Visa gift card after installation from Protect Your Home. So call 1-800-548-5597 now. Installation starts at $99 with a 36-month monitoring agreement. Termination fee applies. Call for terms and conditions to this offer and protect your home license numbers. Help keep your family safe. Call now. 1-800-548-5597. That's 1-800-548-5597.
The Coast Guard is battling bad weather off the Hawaiian island of Kauai, searching for a missing tour helicopter. More from Dan Simon.
One pilot, six passengers, two of whom are believed to be minors. Now, this helicopter was supposed to return to its base about 5:20 local time on Thursday p.m., and when it didn't, the owner of the helicopter touring company alerted the Coast Guard, and the search began.
Fresh crews will pick up the search at dawn. The wintry weather that snarled traffic over much of Southern California is on the move now.
We have winter storm warnings across the southwestern U.S. and then winter storm watches across the plains in anticipation of this system moving eastward, and move east it will.
Meteorologist Derek Van Dam. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu takes 72% of the vote in the Likud party primary. Russia confirming this morning it will appeal its four-year Olympic ban for manipulating doping data. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. The effort to put a vote on Oklahoma's ballot to legalize recreational use of marijuana there has been temporarily abandoned. Its backers pulled the petition this week over concerns about its impact on existing medical marijuana businesses. So they'll rewrite it and resubmit it. They want to amend Oklahoma's constitution to allow adult use of marijuana and impose a 15% tax on it in addition to state and local taxes. Beijing confirmed it's in close contact with the U.S. about signing a partial trade agreement. Optimism about trade and the demand for oil boosted U.S. oil prices to a three-month high, bouncing to a September-like $61.83 per barrel at one point and settling just under 1% higher at $61.68 a barrel. The major averages extended the Santa Claus rally that started Tuesday. The Dow ended with a 106-point gain. The S&P was up 16 points, and the Nasdaq added 69 to close above 9,000 for the first time ever. Futures are higher. That's Your Money Now.
Haul packages for a living? A gas-powered Mercedes-Benz Sprinter delivers. Transport people? A Sprinter van with 0% financing is a five-star idea. If food delivery is your thing, then a gas Sprinter caters to you. And if you're a general contractor, the Sprinter with 0% financing nails it. With innovation, safety, and technology, Sprinter is built for you. And it's built for your bottom line with 0% financing. The Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, starting at just $33,790. And for a limited time with IRS Section 179, you could be eligible for up to a $25,000 tax deduction. Gas engine, 0% financing, and a possible tax deduction? Now that's a Sprinter that delivers. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation, charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, national dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Only valid on 2018 or 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter vans, excluding cab chassis. Qualified commercial customers only. Financing offer valid through January 2nd, 2020. Consult your tax advisor. For more information, limits may apply. Visit mbvans.com.
The most dangerous day for a newborn is her first day of life. Every 31 seconds, an infant dies from infections, pneumonia, malnutrition. But she doesn't have to die. For more than 60 years, Project Hope has been saving lives around the world, delivering medicines and supplies, giving newborns a healthy start, making sure her first day of life is not her last, because everyone deserves hope. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope, visit projecthope.org/newborns.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 6:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
We're like at upper 50s, lower 60s again this morning. It's warm.
Yeah. Well, it got up to 70 yesterday, and looks like we'll do it again today. What we're going to see for today and tomorrow is a lot of clouds around. We're getting moisture coming in from the Gulf of Mexico, but not enough to produce a lot of rain as of yet. So what we'll see is maybe some isolated showers occur here and there today, tonight, and tomorrow. And temperatures well above normal. I mean, the high today is 70, and the normal is only 61 degrees, so quite a bit of a difference between those two readings. So today, mostly cloudy, isolated showers, temperature around 70. Then tonight, isolated showers will only cool to the low 60s. And then tomorrow, be a cloudy day with, again, isolated showers and a high in the low 70s. But then Saturday night and Sunday, we start to see more showers, and particularly on Sunday. Sunday will be cloudy with a very good chance of showers and even a few thunderstorms, and the high will be in the mid-70s. The reason for the increase in showers on Sunday is a cold front that will be moving in. That front will most likely get into our area around noon or perhaps as late as 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and it will be accompanied by showers and a few thunderstorms. Possibility that a few of those thunderstorms could produce some strong gusty winds. There's a better chance for severe weather up through central Alabama in the afternoon on Sunday. And then the front moves through late in the afternoon, and we cool down into the 40s for Sunday night. Monday should be sunny and cooler with a high in the low 60s, and that's just about normal for this time of the year. Tuesday, the same thing in the low 60s and sunny. Then on Wednesday, it'll be partly cloudy. A few showers could develop on Wednesday, with a high temperature still in the lower 60s.
All right, so the New Year's Eve is Tuesday night, right? Yes, Tuesday night. So Tuesday night...
Evening, and there is a chance that we could see some showers around Tuesday evening. And temperatures through the evening hours will be in the 50s.
Okay, so... But as I know, it's still some time off. A chance of showers, but not for sure a washout for New Year's Eve?
No, not at all. Right now, just a few showers, scattered showers, on Tuesday evening, and temperatures will be in the 50s, eventually falling into the 40s Wednesday morning.
What's the looking nationally? There's you know, the big snowmaker and storm affecting the Southwest and areas of the Northeast. Or we're south of all that.
Yeah, that storm system now in Arizona, Southern California, New Mexico. That's going to take off to the northeast and will end up in Minnesota as we get into the weekend. It's the trailing cold front that will reach our area Sunday, early Sunday afternoon. And so the heart of that storm is not going to move east. It's going to move more toward the north. And it's being directed by the upper air wind pattern that will take it on up into the Great Lakes.
All right, Dr. Bill, and also as we talk about the close of 2019, it's a time when we open up our new copy of the 2020 Mobile Weather and Marine Almanac. Where do we get that?
And we have a few locations in which you can find those free copies here in Mobile at West Marine, and also at Mike Ward's at Liberty Safes. Also, Robert Moore Christmastown and Classic Cars out on the Cottage Hill Road. If you're over in the Eastern Shore, you'll find about Old Time Garden Supply as well as Autocraft Collision Center. And also at Billy Lankford Allstate, they have copies. And over in more in the middle of Baldwin County, over at Robertsdale, the Robertsdale Power Equipment. And I might say here in Mobile, you can pick up copies at Fox 10 and right here at the studios of 106.5.
All right, Dr. Bill, we appreciate it. We'll check back soon for a weekend weather scale.
Yes, I'll be ready.
All right. He doesn't sound too enthused about it. It's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. Yeah, by the way, double cool thing to do. Stop by and see our friends at Robertsdale Power Equipment. I love that family. Mm-hmm. Great folks. Go by and shop with them and pick up your 2020 Mobile Weather Marine Almanac while you're there.
Man, I have a feeling you like the gear they saw in there, too.
I do. The many pieces of that power equipment are at the Sullivan household. They sell the best stuff. Good people and great equipment. All right, 639 FM Talk 106.5, and we'll check traffic next.
Gun enthusiasts, are you looking for specialty guns that you won't find at the big box store? Look no further than Mobile Shooting Center in West Mobile. If you need it, they can get it. Now through the end of the year, save 40% off on select guns. Hurry, that's 40% off select guns now through the end of the year at Mobile Shooting Center. Get a complimentary mount and bore sight with any gun or scope purchase. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Visit Mobile Shooting Center today, 9170 Airport Boulevard in West Mobile.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Attention all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. Johnson & Johnson's baby powder and shower-to-shower talcum products have been linked to ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using talcum baby powder products.
If you or a family member has been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Powder Help Now today at 800-831-8231. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. The consultation is free and you'll pay nothing unless there is a recovery in your favor. Don't fight this alone. If you or a loved one used talcum baby powder-based products before being diagnosed or died from ovarian cancer, call Talcum Powder Help now at 800-831-8231. 800-831-8231. 800-831-8231.
Your CBD store of West Mobile invites you to shop with no pressure. Sample products before you buy and get honest information about how CBD can actually benefit your health naturally. Visit your CBD store of West Mobile at Hillcrest and Greelot today.
From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center at Mobile Police Department, county and state troopers are telling us no new accidents at roadways. It's going to be about 30 minutes before they get to the accident with a car in the ditch. It's going to be I-10 eastbound at the 7 mile marker. State troopers are running a little bit slim this morning. Beyond that, looks great. Across the Bayway, the Causeway, all the way to Loxley, a good ride in. Make plans to attend this year's Moon Pie Drop with musical group Collective Soul in downtown Mobile, bringing in the new year. Get a piece of the world's largest moon pie. Get details at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
The world's, you know, we've got the world's largest moon pie. Right, we've got that on lock. Yeah. By the way, good morning. Welcome to Mobile Morning. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Norwig, Kane with our traffic there, Dr. Bill with our weather. But no, so we got this, the world's largest moon pie thing on lock. But each year, we continue to try to do this cockamamie Elfapalooza, right. Like the most number of elves to set the Guinness World Book record, and we fail. You know, if I'd have given us a year or two to do it, now that we haven't done it in a year or two, I'm just
pack it in.
And y'all know I'm the biggest cheerleader for the city of Mobile. I am, you know, I'm a homer for the city of Mobile. As you saw my Christmas ornament that I put up on, I am, somebody said on Twitter, of course you would have that one as Mobile guy. Yes, I would. But we're not doing the elf thing. Somebody else is better assembling elves. But we do the moon pie thing so well, then let's just do that.
Yeah. I mean,
let's do the things we do. Let's do them well. And the moon pie drop, the brainchild of Mobile City Councilman Fred Richardson, should be the thing we gather around.
Yeah, because yesterday I was you know, browsing the internet as I do.
Yes,
and
yes.
There was this list that said the 50 most outrageous things that each state does for the holidays, and the number one for Alabama was Elfapalooza. And in that description, it said they keep trying to break the record over and over and can't accomplish it.
See, that's embarrassing. That's embarrassing.
I agree. I'm embarrassed by it.
So let's you know, wouldn't it be nice if they said the thing to know about, you know, Alabama is Mobile, Alabama celebrates New Year's with the
world's largest moon pie.
Yeah.
I think so.
I mean, that's our thing, and we got that, and it's great, and it's good, and let's not... You know, if you want to try something new, once give it a year or two to see if it works, and if it doesn't, then you just move on. All right, 6:43 FM Talk 106.5. Also, Collective Soul, the musical guest at this year's Moon Pie Drop.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, do we have the audio of them? If you'd say Collective Soul, I heard them. If you listened to rock radio in the 1990s...
Oh, you've heard them.
Because I worked in rock radio in the 1990s, and I played Collective Soul songs, I don't know, 750 to 800,000 times in my rock and roll career. So they're well known. You'll be able to sing along with the songs, and they're going to be at the Moon Pie Drop. Say what? There you go. There's your gap.
I love it.
All right, 6:44 news is next. Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops provide clear, concise estimates, keep you informed through the repair process, and restore your car to the highest quality standards at a fair market price. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
I'm Katarina Lukatich for WKRG News 5. A Monroe County woman is accused of shooting her niece to death on Christmas Eve. Authorities say Tamika Stallworth fired shots into a car, hitting 10-month-old Jemiah Austin in the face. The baby died at the hospital. Stallworth is charged with murder and is being held on a $750,000 bond. Santa Rosa County deputies are looking for people who broke into an ATM at Penn Air Federal Credit Union in Gulf Breeze. Officials say the suspects were also in a stolen car. A $3,000 reward is being offered for information leading to arrests in the case. Find a photo of the suspects on WKRG.com. If you see a lot of first responders at Mary G. Montgomery today, don't worry. School officials and local law enforcement are teaming up for an active shooter training drill. That drill will run from about 8 this morning until noon. For WKRG News 5, I'm Katarina Luketich. Local coverage you can count on.
Make your holiday celebration complete with a visit to Bell and Grath Gardens through December 31st for Magic Christmas and Lights. The dazzling nighttime display features more than 1,100 set pieces, 3 million lights, and 15 scenes set out in a walking tour of the 65-acre garden estate. The light display is open 5 to 9 p.m. with tours of Bell and Grath Home every half hour and holiday refreshments and entertainment. Tickets and information at bellandgrath.org.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
Referee gets dropped by a punch in the Quick Lane Bowl. I've got your full bowl schedule for the weekend, and the Associated Press names its Female Athlete of the Year. 647 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Butch Cassidy's Cafe Mobile Morning Sports Report. Let's start with yesterday's college football bowl games. In the first game of the day, Louisiana Tech shut out Miami 14-0 in the Independence Bowl. It's the only shutout in the Independence Bowl's 44-game history, and it's a wonder how both teams weren't shut out 0-0 with the lack of offense in yesterday's game. Tech quarterback Jamar Smith threw a touchdown pass, also had a late scoring run to pull off the win. That gave the Bulldogs double-digit wins for the first time since 1984. On the other side, the loss for Miami gave the Hurricanes their second losing season in 12 years, and the U has now lost 9 of their last 10 bowl games. Because of the Hurricanes' lack of offensive production, reports came out before the game that the team was expected to part ways with first-year offensive coordinator Dan Enos. Enos went to Miami prior to this season after brief stints with Michigan and Alabama.
Don't remind me.
Don't remind the Hurricanes fans. He was their OC yesterday. In last night's bowl game, Pitt beat Eastern Michigan 34-30 in the Quick Lane Bowl. Panthers quarterback Kenny Pickett threw a 25-yard touchdown pass to Taysier Mack with 47 seconds left to pull off the win. It was a back-and-forth game with high tensions that boiled over in the final minute. Eastern Michigan quarterback Mike Glass was ejected with 10 seconds left after throwing a punch at a Pittsburgh defender and inadvertently punching an official in the eye. Before his ejection, Glass was 28 of 50 for 311 yards, 2 touchdowns, and 1 knockout. Senior also ran for 83 yards and a score. This weekend, bowl season really hits its stride. There are 5 games today and 4 more games tomorrow, including both CFP semifinal games. Starting at 11 this morning, North Carolina takes on Temple in the Military Bowl. At 2:20 this afternoon, Michigan State will face Wake Forest in the Pinstripe Bowl in Yankee Stadium. At 5:45, the first SEC game of bowl season, Texas A&M will take on Oklahoma State in the Texas Bowl. At 7 o'clock, number 16 Iowa versus number 22 USC in the Holiday Bowl in San Diego. And at 9:15 tonight, a late start, Air Force takes on Washington State in the Cheez-It Bowl. Tomorrow, 2 games kick off at 11 a.m. Number 10 Penn State, number 17 Memphis face each other in the Cotton Bowl, and number 15 Notre Dame will face Iowa State in the Camping World Bowl. Then at 3 o'clock, the first semifinal game, number 1 LSU will take on number 4 Oklahoma in the Peach Bowl, and at 7, number 2 Ohio State will face number 3 Clemson in the Fiesta Bowl. Mississippi State will start senior quarterback Tommy Stevens in the Music City Bowl against Louisville on Monday after expected starter Garrett Schrader was injured in a post-practice scuffle with a teammate. The freshman quarterback and a defensive teammate had reportedly been in a confrontation stemming from an in-practice contact drill. Schrader ended up with a swollen eye and some orbital bone damage.
Ooh.
So I'm guessing he got punched in the face. Player in the alleged
nice deduction
altercation.
In that rock, yes.
I figured it out. The player was not identified, the one that punched Schrader, and neither player will be suspended. American gymnast Simone Biles was named the Associated Press Female Athlete of the Year for a second time, and she's only 22 years old. Biles has won 25 world championship medals. She edged out U.S. women's soccer star Megan Rapinoe in a vote by AP members, sports editors, and beat writers. We'll next see Biles in the 2020 Olympics in Tokyo, where she'll be a favorite to repeat as the Olympic champion in multiple events. 2019 AP Male Athlete of the Year will be announced later today. 10 minutes until 7 on FM Talk 106.5. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
I think there's a story there that Biles went to, and not Rapinoe, because, you know, they often like to put political... Mm-hmm. They take the world of sports and try to make some political statement.
They do, but they had both with Biles because the Larry Nassar gymnast
That's
situation.
True. Yes.
And she's been outspoken in that. So they had a little bit of both. But when you're looking at actual, you know, what they accomplished this year, no one beat Biles in the world of female sports.
For sure. All right. Coming back, too, we'll talk about the 2019 Alabamian of the Year. Well, no politics in that. Well, okay, kind of, yeah.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for isolated showers with temperatures around 70 degrees. Tonight, isolated showers, lows in the lower 60s. And then tomorrow, cloudy with isolated showers and highs in the lower 70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
It's the GMC Denali season to upgrade. Get over $14,000 total value on a next-generation 2019 GMC Sierra 1500 4x4 with Denali Ultimate Package. We are professional grade. GMC. Based on MSRP of $67,650. Offer includes price reduction below MSRP of $6,373 plus $7,157 purchase allowance and $500 option package discount. Not available with special financing, lease, and some other offers. Take retail delivery by 1-220. See participating dealer for details.
My caretaker was very rough with me, but I thought they did it because I wasn't moving fast enough.
My son was supposed to help take care of me, but he was never around.
Elder abuse is a crime, and together we can stop it. If you or someone you know has been abused, neglected, or exploited, call the Adult Abuse Hotline at 1-800-458-7214. That's 1-800-458-7214. Sponsored by the Alabama Department of Human Resources, the ABA, and this station.
Log in now for streaming shows, host bios, on-demand forecasts, local, national, and global news, plus interactive polls and blogs. Get all of it online now at fmtalk1065.com.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers still not working any new accidents. State Troopers heading to one car in a ditch. Again, it's going to be I-10 eastbound at the 7-mile marker, not really affecting too much traffic. Tillman's Corner at Theodore also checking in with no wrecks in the roadways. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, now with the all-new 2019 Highlander with 0% financing for up to 60 months, plus $500 holiday cash back or $5,500 in savings. Model 6950. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 6:54 FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile Mornings on this Friday. As the news will tell you, the last Friday of 2019. Like, you're going to do something differently than you would if it was, you know, the third to last. I don't know.
And you know what they'll be saying next Friday.
Yeah.
First Friday of 2020.
So there you go. We have that time of year. Hey, speaking of the New Year celebration, coming up, we got New Year's Eve celebrations going on all around the Bay and downtown. Also have one going on at my house.
Really?
Yes, Dalton. Let me point out, we have the young teen, you know, the safe at the house, young teen. It's only safe for the young teens,
right,
that are going to be doing their New Year's party at our house. We're hosting it. It will be disaster for my home.
Yeah.
It will be disaster for my emotions.
The moon pie will be dropping, but so will plates of food.
Yes,
and stuff. Full drinks.
Yes. Yes. pick the thing.
Yeah.
Thank goodness we have the maids. And we talked about the, I've been talking about the maids since October when we started working with them, or they were working for us. And it's been amazing. It's been amazing through the holiday season, through getting everything ready for Thanksgiving, getting the cleaning done so we could have people in and out of the house during Christmas. It was such a treat to be able to get out, enjoy the holiday, but not have to spend the time cleaning. So we got out, had the time. Had the clean. You know, they say give the gift of clean, give the gift of time with the maids, and that's exactly what it's meant for us. And this could be heavy duty lifting for them when they come next week after the New Year's Eve celebration for the teenagers at my house. Hey, do what we did. Get a free estimate, see what the maids can do for you when you call 344-6626. 344-6626. Give the gift of clean, give the gift of time, and call the maids. You can Google them as well. And if you have a second to write that number down, if you'll call 344-6626, just mention you heard them on FM Talk 106.5, and they'll give you that free estimate. The maids. All right. Yeah, that is, and that I'll give you all the aftermath pictures. I probably won't.
If you survive.
Good point. Good point. I don't know what the number's up. I think it's around 20.
Oh, boy.
Yes. As we're hosting, and we have some parents have signed on as chaperones.
That's good.
That's good because I need backup, but that does not mean that there won't be. We just moved into this house in October.
Yeah.
I've just been working my tail off trying to get things straight and fixed and set like. And now we're inviting teenage wrecking crew into the home.
Are you going to have like the Red Bulls and Monsters and Rockstar energy
Negative.
Drinks around?
Negative.
Just water, right?
No. Yeah, right. That's you'll get that eye roll from my daughter on that. No, it'll be, I'm sure we'll have, you know, whatever soft drink stain least.
Mm-hmm. Sprite. Then.
Everything's Sprite. Hey, Mr. Sullivan, do you have anything other than Sprite? I got water. Everything we got is, we got Sprite and water.
Grape juice?
Negative. Anything that stains is not allowed in the house. But yeah, we got that going on at our house. So I'll be working on some additional decorations.
Mm.
You know, I already got the house lit up Griswold style.
Yeah, I saw that.
Now I got to put some more decorations up for the teen New Year's Eve celebration at the Sullivan House. So if you hear us rocking to Justin Bieber or whatever in my house, don't call the law on us. We're just celebrating teen style. Oh, my goodness. Give me strength. Hour number two. Mobile Mornings on the way next. Y'all stay close. News is next.